Hi, and welcome to the Jump In Podcast. As always, I am your host, Evan Manning, here with another episode. Going to do another solo cast, hopefully the last one for a couple of episodes. Got some big things coming up. I teased in the last episode we're going to do a big announcement drop. That's actually going to come next week, so I'm going to do a special episode next week with a guest where we're going to do a big announcement, big drop. So stay tuned for that. Looking forward to that one. It's going to be really, really exciting with some announcements that we have coming up. So that'll be really cool. Outside of that, though, just want to do another solo cast here, kind of mix things up before I start getting on some guests to do different things. Like I said, I want to do a health guest, someone who specializes in that department. And then I still want to do a, an episode with, I want to do a post-draft free agency follow-up and one from the NFL and maybe even talk a little bit about March Madness there, because I know that's going on right now. I haven't really been following it too much, so maybe some of the guests that I have on will be able to keep us in. But anyway, this episode, what I wanted to talk about in particular is just me. I know it sounds a bit selfish, but seriously, I've put together this podcast episode. I didn't really take the time to do an episode where I talked about myself, kind of who I am, my background, why I'm doing this, things like that. So I thought it'd be a good chance here while we had a bit of a break to take a step back, do an episode that kind of focuses on some of that and possibly, give you guys a bit of insight into who I am and why this is important to me and a little bit about my story. I think the cool thing about most people in life is that they all have a journey and everyone has a story that makes them special or unique or anything like that. And so for me, I think, I've had a pretty cool journey so far. 35 years old. So there's some things that I've been able to do, achieve, places I've been able to see that I think, hopefully can resonate or connect with some people out there and people can get to know me a little bit better, more than just this person who's bringing on guests or, talking about real estate or whatever, or health and all those things. So yeah, I really want to kick it off with that. So, first thing, I guess, before we kind of get into the big gulp and the big talk about, more of this, is how I want to preface this is that I think, like I mentioned, I'm 35. You hear the age-old expression that, people missed out on their prime, or they wish they had done this when they were in their prime, and a lot of people look back on different things, like when they were an athlete in high school, or whenever they were getting their 100% on tests and stuff, like, oh, back in my prime, right? But I look at it this way: it's a very unique thing, and how I want to kick this off is just the mentality and the mindset, because a lot of that I think has contributed to the journey that I've had in life, is just that mentality, the mindset that I've had that has kind of made that subtle difference, right? And how I've been able to take steps forward and how I've been able to do some of the things that I've been able to do. It's just all about that mindset, right? I think it's so important. And people, even that phrase is, it's a bit silly, like, oh, back in my prime. Well, I'm 35 and I still don't feel like I've hit my true prime. And the reason being is because I think, in life you go through different phases, you go through different stages or whatever you want to call it, or different chapters, right? And so, sure, maybe as a collegiate athlete or a high school athlete, yeah, maybe you did hit your prime, right? Maybe those were your prime athletic days. Or days in sports or whatever, or on a team. But, there's more to life than just that, unless you are a professional athlete, right? Unless you've made it to the big leagues. I mean, there's more to life than that. So I don't look at it as I've hit my prime. Like, I was an athlete in school. I was a swimmer. And sure, I probably could not do anywhere near today what I was able to do in the pool, 10 years ago or 15 years ago. And that's fine, right? I'm okay with that. I don't look at that as the prime of my life. I looked at that as the peak of my swimming career. And, but, at any point in time, I could probably jump back in a pool, start training again, and possibly get back to those times. But as far as the actual peak of my life, the prime of my life, I don't think I've actually hit that yet. You still go through all these developmental phases in life and all these different things, whether it be maturity or you know, even picking up things from a mental standpoint or even physical, right? Like, I feel physically great today, just as I did those many years ago. You know, but, you know, you go through different steps and different stages in life and different transformations and all these things. And so, you know, I don't believe that I've reached that peak. And I still think most people today haven't reached, I shouldn't even say most people, a lot of people, some people haven't reached those peaks today, despite using those stories. And, you know, you're still aiming for that peak and you're still going to strive for it, because we still, you know, you still have work to do, you still have things to accomplish, things to achieve. And it's just, it was the peak of that chapter, a peak of that portion of your story that you hit, but it isn't your whole story. And so to me, I'm a firm believer in that. And I think that that kind of sets the mentality and the stage. So the things I was able to achieve, you know, as an athlete, as a swimmer, you know, it certainly set the tone for where I'm at today in life. I mean, it gave me the competitive edge. It gave me that desire to be competitive with a lot of that I do, and the discipline that I've had to learn through that in the sports, and how I kind of approach things and, you know, look at things through that microscope in life. And so to me, like, there's a lot to learn, but it's kind of helped set the stage as I continue to go and find that peak of my life. It's given me things to constantly improve and continue to build on. And so, you know, I'm certainly grateful for those years, but I'll never call them the prime of my life. I certainly had a lot of fun. I certainly felt like I achieved quite a bit as a swimmer. So I certainly won't take that for granted. And I certainly enjoyed that ride and some of the opportunities that it afforded me. You know, I was able to go to college on a scholarship because of it. I was able to, you know, go down to Florida every year to compete in a national level event, or Maryland over the summer, Florida in the spring, winter time. So, you know, I got to see different places. I got to travel to some cool spots and really take in some of what that sport allowed me to. And so, you know, that was, you know, that those things were really cool. And I'm certainly grateful for those and, you know, those opportunities, like I said. And, you know, I couldn't have asked for better moments in life or better opportunities. And so, but like I said, there's bigger learning lessons in that I kind of transitioned to today, you know, just taking that competitiveness out of it, like I've already said, and some of those disciplines and, you know, the demeanor that you have to have and always trying to keep cool under pressure. And, you know, when you come across adversity, how to get past it. You know, I don't know how many people know much about swimming, but as you reach a certain point in your swimming career, you're literally trying to improve by even tenths or hundreds of a second. You know, you're swimming in a pool for a minute and you're trying to get a tenth of a second better. You know, it's crazy, but it takes a lot of discipline, takes a lot of grueling hours, it takes the right demeanor to get over that. You know, sometimes you hit what we would call hitting a wall, where you just couldn't break past it. And, you know, my main stroke was breaststroke, and I was stuck. You know, a lot of, you know, people back in my day, it's not as common now because a lot of people are well under that, but back when I swam, trying to go under a minute in 100-yard breaststroke was a big feat and was a big challenge. A lot of us got stuck at that minute mark, and I was certainly not immune to that. And so to try and just get under that marker and be able to achieve that and then consistently achieve it, you know, we call it hitting a wall when you'd get to that minute and you just couldn't break through. And it was always about trying to find a way to do that. And so, you know, those lessons that you learn to get over that hurdle, that adversity, it still applies today. It still applies in life and everything that we do. So, like I said, I'm really grateful for that, but I think it also talks and speaks a lot about who I am as a person because of some of that and how I carry myself today with some of the mentality and the attitude and everything that I have. And, you know, it's really interesting. I just did one of those personality tests for my real estate. And I won't go into all the results and stuff, but it's funny how you still see some of those traits, you know, those personality traits come out. You know, you take the test and you try to be as honest as you can when you're answering certain things. And it's like those traits still come out today. And I find it to be really unique that, you know, some of those things from way back when that helped shape and mold me are still true today. And I find that to be really, really fascinating, really, really cool. But so anyway, I wanted to kick off with that. I thought that was, you know, a bit of information to give, is that it's all about the mental state of things and how you view things and how you look at things and the mentality. And so that's kind of the premise that I'm going to lead with today on this episode and talk about some of the cool things that I've been able to do and see in life, and hopefully it'll resonate with people. But stay tuned. We'll take this quick break and come back. All right, welcome back. Like I said, I really just want to go in a little bit depth about behind the scenes, about who I am as a person, and kind of talk to you guys about that a little bit, give you guys a bit of insight on me. So, yeah, look, like I've said in, I think, my first little intro before on the very first episode, I do have a bit of a multiple career situation going on. But let's take a step back from that first and talk about a bit of my journey and where I've been and how I've got here. So, you know, like I said, I grew up here in Berks County, Pennsylvania. It's a really, I don't know, I like to think it's a unique area. One thing that I love about Pennsylvania, I'm not a cold weather person, but I will say that the cool thing about this area is that you get a true all four seasons. You know, you get the winter time where it's brutally cold and you can get snow, and that's sometimes nice at Christmas. And then, you know, you get into the spring and the fall where temperatures obviously jump up and down, and you get the nice blooming flowers and trees and stuff in the spring, and then you get all that really cool mountain color change in the winter, or sorry, in the fall when leaves change and stuff, and then summertime you get the hot, humid summers. So, you know, you get to enjoy a little bit of everything. But yeah, I grew up here, went to school here all through grade school, and then decided to go to college in Shippensburg University, which is out towards western Pennsylvania, southwestern PA, probably about in 45 minutes or so west of Harrisburg, which is our state capital. So, yeah, you know, it was a D2 college. Like I said, got a scholarship through it for swimming, took advantage of that situation. Originally went to try and be in engineering because I love the sport of NASCAR and thought maybe that would be a fun career. Did not work out how I intended it to, so I ended up switching and I became a communications journalism major, and I minored in graphic design. So, a few different things that I decided to take on, but I, you know, the whole intention was to be around the sports world because I, you know, just in general, not even just NASCAR, but, you know, football and basketball, especially for me back in those days, was really big. Still into some of the sports now, but taking a little bit of a step back here and there. But, you know, still follow it. And so the communication journalism thing was, you know, possibly a different route to try and stay within sports. And, you know, it worked out for a little while. I ended up coming out of college, graduated in December of 2012, and took my first job outside of college was with a minor league baseball team. Most people probably have no idea who they are, but I worked for a team called the Greensboro Grasshoppers. Did a season there where I was really helping out with their production, you know, doing intro videos and player intro videos and designing stuff like that. We did a game recap videos, you know, all the graphics that go up on the display during the baseball games. I contributed to all those, and then I'd help run the production during the games. And so I did that for a whole season. It was really grueling. Obviously, as you can imagine, baseball seasons are extremely long, a lot of long days. But it opened doors for me, and that was what was really cool. So Greensboro is about an hour, maybe an hour, hour and a half north of Charlotte, in North Carolina. So after I finished my first year in Greensboro, I had an opportunity to go down and actually work for the, well, at the time they were the Charlotte Bobcats, which was the NBA team down there in Charlotte. So took on that role again in the production side of things, technical production side of things. So working with, you know, a lot of the production equipment, the broadcasting equipment, so the stuff that goes on behind the scenes there, to help with the production of the game and the big video displays that sit in the display or in the arena, make sure all that was working and fine-tuned and, you know, not quite in front of the camera, but certainly behind the camera works is where I was at there. Did that for, goodness, maybe like a year and a half, 2 years almost, I guess. Really, really neat job. Met a lot of great people. Was there for the transition from the Bobcats back to the Hornets, which was huge because, you know, I don't know how many people follow it, but They started out as the Charlotte Hornets, then went to the Charlotte Bobcats because the Hornets moved down to New Orleans and became the NBA team down there. And then that transitioned back to Charlotte, where New Orleans became the Pelicans, and Charlotte retook the name of the Hornets. So I was able to be a part of that moment in history because it's the first time that's ever happened where a team has left a city and then has returned. So that was really cool. Michael Jordan was the owner of the Charlotte Hornets at the time. Got to meet a lot of players. That was back during the Miami Heat's big three. Me as a Miami Heat fan, that was really cool. So I got to, you know, see and meet people like LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and a bunch of those guys and Eric Spoelstra. Got to meet some celebrities that came through for concerts and shows and things like that. So that was always neat to be a part of all that. So again, really neat opportunities. Certainly did not take that for granted. Really loved that those moments and took it all in. Got to see a lot of concerts and shows, which, you know, some people, you know, may not get to see in their lifetime. And so for me, I'm grateful for that. It was really cool. And, you know, I feel very privileged for the opportunities that I had to work there and in the capacity that I did and in the roles that I did. So that was neat. But again, it opened more doorways, right? And this is where I'm going. So one of the big things that I would say, and I'm hoping people are keeping up with this a little bit, and the reason why I'm telling the story is because, you know, you see a lot today that people are homebodies, right? And for me, I was not a homebody. I wanted to go out. I wanted to see the world. I wanted to travel and do all those things. I know people like traveling, but living away from home, like, you know, I moved to Charlotte. It was about an 8-hour drive from here up in Pennsylvania. And it, you know, sure, it wasn't always the best drive to have to make, you know, from time to time. But, you know, I love Charlotte. It's a beautiful town, beautiful city. Like I said, it had a lot to offer. So I was grateful that I was able to, you know, take those opportunities. And, you know, I didn't focus on just staying around home. I remember when I took the job, some of the things I'd get from kids that I went to college with at the time, this was part of that. I don't know. The market, I guess, wasn't great. People were struggling to get hired. That's when some of that started, I think, or sort of around that time. And I think it's because people weren't willing to take, I don't want to call it risk, but people weren't willing to take advantage of opportunities that were outside of their hometown. So I'd get messages from people I went to college with being like, man, how'd you get that job? See you posting all this stuff on social media. You're doing this, doing that, you're doing this. How are you doing that? I've been applying for these places. I'm like, oh, okay, where'd you apply for? Well, just around my town, you know, there's this team there. There's this, you know, news company or news organization, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, well, have you looked outside of home? Well, no. Okay, well, you know, huge mental hurdle, right? And this is where I'm going with this. And so for me, it was, I didn't put any barriers in place. You know, it was about just taking opportunities as they kind of came to me. And so for me, that's what it was all about. It was like, if an opportunity presented itself, I was going to take it. And obviously, you know, when I first got in, out of college, like I said, the first opportunity that came up was that one in Greensboro. I'm not a huge baseball fan, but, you know, it was an opportunity to go down to North Carolina. It's an opportunity to work in sports. And so for me, I was never going to turn it down. It just seemed silly to even consider. And so, you know, you find a way to make it work. Greensboro was a cool town. You know, I didn't know anything about it until I, you know, was there. You know, I literally moved down there a day or two before I started and set up an apartment, and that was about it. And then next thing you know, I'm working. So I really ended up enjoying the area. It had a lot to offer, which I never would have known had I not gone there. So, you know, there's a lot of opportunity there. But again, it's getting over that mindset, that hurdle of, oh, I don't want to be away from home, or I don't want to be away from this person. And, you know, you find a way to make things work. You know, there's always a way to make things work. And, you know, as opportunities come, you got to make a decision on what's the most important thing to you. Is, do you want to advance your career in certain aspects, or do you want to, you know, stay at home? So for me, it was about taking opportunities. And the reason why I'm saying this is because this all came back full circle. And so when my time with the Hornets was coming to an end, you know, an opportunity, again, a door opened itself. So I made good friends with one of my contacts at Charlotte. So one of our vendors who built and, you know, put up the big displays, video displays in the Hornets. You know, he was the account manager, so I was, you know, his client and vice versa. So we became friends through it. I actually ended up getting a call from him that they had an opening with their company, and he thought I might be a good fit for them if I wanted to kind of change the side that I was on, I guess, a little bit and move to that side of the fence. And so, and oversee some accounts, and it was a neat opportunity. So I obviously entertained the conversation. We sat down, had a lunch or whatever it was, and had a good chat, and he kind of talked to me about the role. And so That's a company that I do work with still today, Daktronics. They're a video display manufacturing company, so they build a lot of those large video displays that you see in, you know, sports stadiums and, you know, cruise ships and, you know, even the roadside digital displays where you see the ads running. You know, these are the things that they manufacture. So it's a really cool company to work for, and so the opportunity was for me to become an account manager with them. And so with that, I got to oversee a bunch of venues and within a region. So I actually interviewed for what they called the Great Lakes region, which was like Ohio, I don't even remember what all, Kentucky, because I was thinking about going there, Indiana, I think was in there. So there's a couple states within that region that I was thinking about taking on. And then while I was interviewing for that, this is when I'm going full circle, is that what they call the Mid-Atlantic region opened up as well. So they ended up having two openings, which was Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, opened up. And so I was like, well, Delaware was in there. And so, I actually had a choice because at the time I was the only person they were, I was interviewing and they had offered me the role and they were like, well, this Mid-Atlantic opportunity opened up as well. And they're like, so if you want to go back home, there's a chance. So I found it as a neat opportunity. So I did decide to come back home. I took the Mid-Atlantic region. So I got to cover, all colleges, universities, and professional sports teams that were in, I think it was like those six states. So it was really cool. I ended up moving back to Hershey, Pennsylvania. So where Hershey chocolate is produced at, that's the area that I ended up moving back to. Again, really cool opportunity. I got to work with clients like the Philadelphia Phillies, the Jets Giant Stadium at MetLife for a bit. I got NASCAR tracks, which was really exciting. Like I said, this is why it's a full circle moment, and that mental thing is just taking opportunities that present themselves. So I got to cover like Richmond Speedway and Martinsville Speedway and Dover. So it was really cool that I got to go back to all those places. Philadelphia sports was a thing. Pittsburgh sports for me was another one that I got to go be a part of. So, just some really cool opportunities that presented themselves, and, colleges like Virginia Tech and Virginia University and Penn State. So those were all on my client list, and so I got to enjoy that. So I'd travel around, visit with these customers, and handle things from a service side. So, I did that for probably, again, about another year and a half, and then, more opportunities afforded. Oh, I covered cruise ships as well. Should probably pause there for a second. So one of the other things that appealed to me is about taking the Mid-Atlantic region was that they also had the cruise ship niche available if I took it. So I am for people who want to know me, I'm a huge cruise ship person. I love cruising. I prefer them as my vacation. To me, that's why I took it. I really wanted to take on that niche as well. I am just such a fan. I'm very passionate about the cruising industry. So it was an opportunity for me to help build that. We were only just starting to get our foot in the door with some of those cruise line vendors at the time. So it was a chance for me to help build that niche up from the ground. And so I took a lot of pride in that. So spent a year and a half with that. Loved that and everything that had to offer. Getting to travel around, get on board some of these cruise ships and touring them and all this stuff. It was a lot of fun. And like I said, this really opened the doors for me. And so ironically, I ended up going on a two-week cruise, met someone on that cruise, kind of a whirlwind vacation, if you will, or whirlwind romance, whatever you want to call it. Person that I met, she ended up living in Australia at the time. The company that I worked for, actually, they're a global company, so they actually had an office in Sydney, Australia, and that's where she was based. So we kept in touch for probably about 3 to 6 months, maybe a bit more than that. About 6 months, and then I decided to make the move, and had nothing to lose. I was 20, 25, 26, so I actually left Daktronics because they didn't have a position open in their Sydney office. So I ended up leaving the company, flew to Australia with two suitcases and nothing else really, some money in my account, and ended up setting up life in Sydney, Australia. Which was probably one of the best decisions I've ever made. So again, not a homebody, but an opportunity presented itself. I just wanted to go there to visit. And so at some point in life, I was planning on going there and visiting, but I never imagined in a million years that I'd go there and live. But I loved every second of it. I was there for somewhere between 6 and 7 years, I think. And it was amazing. Like, the country is beautiful, like everything it has to offer. Very outdoorsy culture, beach culture, beach centric. So for me, it was great. I mean, I couldn't have asked for a better spot, better location. You know, it was really cool. So I loved it. It was, my advice is if you ever get the opportunity to travel and take an opportunity like that, I would 10 out of 10 tell people to do it. Like, there's nothing greater. And yeah, there's some hard parts being that far away from everyone, like family and friends and things like that. But again, there's so much going on and so much that life has to offer. I ended up finding, you know, struggling a little bit when I first got there, getting my feet on the ground and figuring out the culture and the way things and the way people work and operate over there. It's a lot more relaxed, a lot more chill culture, big drinking culture. I always tell people it's, you know, you walk down the street and there's like literally three shops you can guarantee on every block. There's a coffee cafe shop because they're big on their coffees, and so just about every third or fourth, you know, shop on a street is going to be one of those. And then you got your pub, which is going to be right next door, and then you know, you got your little supermarkets or convenience stores or whatever, and then maybe like clothing stores, something, I don't know. Anyway, so it, you know, that's just how they are, right? It's And then, you know, Friday work drinks are a thing, weekly thing, where people go out and have drinks, you know, call it a half day on a Friday. And so, yeah, it was just really neat, really cool culture. Loved everything it had to offer. I mean, it's just so beautiful there. Water was crystal clear blue. Temperatures were great all year long, for the most part. Winters, sometimes you get I complained about how cold it was over there in the winter, but, you know, probably didn't get below 60 much, which is... Yeah, most people think I'm crazy for thinking that's cold, but yeah, it was really cool. And so I had the time of my life while I was over there and just enjoyed it and lived it up. I ended up working for a media company over there, a news company for a little while. Again, took an opportunity there, and then turned out that Daktronics actually had a job opening for an account manager with their office. So I don't remember, it was like October of 2018, I think it was. I ended up jumping back in, took the job back with Daktronics, worked there, and covered all of Australia and New Zealand for them as the account manager. So yeah, I got to, again, travel around, see everything around Australia. So I got to travel to Perth and Brisbane and Melbourne and Adelaide and see all the stadiums and venues, and even got to go to New Zealand a few times and see everything that had to offer over there. And so, yeah, again, just enjoyed it, took it all in, really grateful for those opportunities. Obviously, COVID happened, which kind of put a damper on things. I ended up having my firstborn child. She was born in 2017. So COVID happened. She was three, actually, ironically. We took a family vacation. We're on a cruise ship when COVID outbreak happened in 2020. So in like February 2020, we were on a cruise ship. We were supposed to go to Fiji and see some of the cool islands out there like New Caledonia and Vanuatu. So just some really cool Pacific islands that are supposed to be stunning. Never got to see them. They stopped letting cruise ships port because of the COVID outbreaks that were happening when we were on the ship. So they had to detour us. And we ended up going around and doing like a 2-week cruise around New Zealand, which, again, it's a beautiful country. It's certainly not Fiji and places like that, but certainly got to see the different sides of New Zealand, and I can say that it, you know, it certainly opened my eyes, and again, opportunities that present themselves. And so, you know, I had a new appreciation for New Zealand as well after that trip, just because of, you know, all of the spots that you didn't get to see doing, you know, when I got to travel to some of the major cities over there. So seeing some of those other areas, like I got to go to Hobbiton and things like that, where they shot Lord of the Rings, and walk those sets and stuff. And that was super cool. And again, probably once in a lifetime opportunity. So, just took it all in and just, like I said, just enjoyed every moment of it. And, you know, the downside is that COVID also ended up ruining my trip for Australia a little bit. You know, not to make this a negative or anything like that, but, you know, it was hard to afford things in Australia. It's very, very expensive country. I know some people probably, I don't know why when I say that to people, are like, oh, really? Like, yeah, it's very expensive. It's a very expensive country to live in. So, you know, just trying to make the most of it, you know, worked full time. My wife worked full time. You know, we had our second child in 2020, at the end of 2020. So, you know, two kids, we were living in an apartment, which was right across the street from the beach. So again, couldn't ask for a better spot, better location to be at. It's just very cool culture, but it started to become hard. She's from the UK originally, so neither of us had any family there. And, you know, it was hard when we were in lockdown during COVID and it was just us and the two kids all the time and trying to figure out life and how to make things work. So, you know, again, opportunity knocks. I went to my company, said, look, I want to transfer to the US or I'm, you know, planning to move back. And so, again, really cool opportunity. This is why I love this company and will stand behind them through and through. So they ended up creating a role here for me in the US to come back to, which I'm super grateful for. So in May of 2022, we came back to the US to be around family again, let our kids grow up, getting to know their grandparents, because with all the COVID stuff going on, lockdowns and border closings and all that, so no one had even met our second child, and she was, you know, a year and a half old at this point, maybe even a little bit older than that. So no one else in our family had met her in person because they just weren't allowed. No one could get into the country and we couldn't get out. So yeah, it was a bit of a shame. So we looked at it as an opportunity again, took it and said, well, let's move overseas, and start up life over there and be around family for a bit and see what happens. Right. So the cool part is that we ended up getting Australian citizenship while we were there. So I am a dual citizen. I have now a citizenship passport for both the US and for Australia. My kids have passports for both countries, and so we can come and go as we please. So if the opportunity ever presents itself for us to go back to Australia, I will certainly be taking that in a heartbeat. I tell people that all the time because they're like, man, would you ever go back? And I can't say that I wouldn't. I don't know how I couldn't go back. I mean, it was just, yeah, take the opportunities. That's what I'm trying to get across to people. Take the opportunities. They're so amazing, and the world has so much to offer. And you only get so much time here. So take the opportunities, please. And I will encourage people that until the day I die. Like, just don't think about it. Don't hesitate. Take it and then just soak it all in. So that's my opinion on it. And look, I had the best time. Like I said, I ended up starting a family. I have two kids, or now I have three kids, but I had two kids. So anyway, we moved back here in the May of 2022. Dectronics ended up creating a position here for me again as an account service manager. I've now taken over the NASCAR account because they've now made it a national account versus a region-based one. So the tracks so NASCAR came in and bought up a bunch of the tracks themselves. And so I've been able to take over the national account, took back cruise ships, run the cruise ship industry and shopping malls as well. So, you know, it's a pretty cool opportunity. But like I said, it they were willing to work with me and they created this role for me. So I'm forever grateful for that. And it's really cool that I've been able to come back here. So I think in total, I've been with the company for getting close to 10 years now. So, you know, just a lot of great moments and great chances that I've had. And like I said, being a part of NASCAR, getting to go see races again and, you know, being a part of that culture and that atmosphere, it's amazing. And the same thing with the cruise ships, getting on board these things. You know, this past December, I got to get on and actually help build a display on a ship and be a part of that project. So that was really neat. Took a week and got on board and spent a week on board with some contractors and our technicians, I guess, and made some memories and some friends and, you know, again, forever grateful for that. So opportunities continue to present themselves. And, you know, that's been my whole mental thing is just take them as they come. Right. Life's short. Don't turn them down. And that's been my whole philosophy. And I think it's panned out pretty well so far. I mean, obviously I've had my struggles and, you know, whether it be financially, whether it be mentally or whatever, you know, I'm human. We go through things. We go through the ups and downs. I certainly don't live this glamorous high life, but I certainly take advantage of the opportunities that present themselves. And I think that's what makes the difference. And that's, you know, that's all you can ask for really in life is just, when opportunities present themselves, we're able to take advantage of them. And so I think I've done a pretty good job of that so far. And it's allowed me on this pretty unique journey. Like I said, I've been able to live in North Carolina, been able to visit different places through work, like been out to Vegas and Florida and California and, you know, moved over to Australia and got to visit a bunch of places out in that area. So, you know, I've just been afforded these opportunities, and I'm forever grateful for that. And so I'll continue to take them as they come. And then, you know, we moved back here and had a third kid, and, you know, things aren't cheap, but again, wanted to take advantage of situations. So I went out and got my real estate license. And so now I do Daktronics by day, real estate by night is what I tell people. So, you know, I do real estate on the side. So, but I love it. You know, I get to meet a lot of people that way. I get to travel around and see different areas here in Pennsylvania and meet a lot of really cool people, a lot of people that have come from different walks of life and different facets of life. And so it's afforded me that opportunity as well. And so, you know, I love it. I'm very passionate about it. I've always said this, like, part of one of my future plans is to invest in real estate. And so that's why I also wanted to get involved in it and start doing the buying and selling so I can learn about the market and learn about the ins and outs and all that nitty gritty stuff that, you know, some people probably may not see or may not understand that side of it as they go through, you know, buying and things like that if you're on the other side. So for me, it's given me the opportunity to kind of to learn about it, learn about the market, and when's a good time to buy as an investor, when's a good time to sell, or, you know, is renting the best thing? So, you know, I get to kind of learn and go through trainings and all these cool things. So again, just more opportunities that continue to afford themselves for me and continue to take them. And so I love it and I'm very passionate about it. And so, it's really exciting. You know, it's really exciting. And I think this is what life is all about. It's just taking these opportunities, taking these moments and, you know, making the most out of them. Right. So for me, that's what this is about. And then it's about building. I know everyone touts this. They want to build the empire, but truly I do, you know, and I'm trying to. I'm doing this podcasting thing here on the side, and there's probably going to be a few other things that I'm going to look into investing my time into. So keep myself very busy, keep myself very active. Like I said, I've also got three kids, so I've got a family to look after, and above all else, that's the most important thing to me right now is just my family, the time that I get with them, and making sure that that time is spent wisely and making sure that I'm making the most of it. And so I want to be able to give my kids that life, myself that life. And, you know, if they ever want to take the opportunity to go overseas, they certainly will have the chance with the passports that they have. They'll get UK passports at some point as well. So they're really in a great position to be the triple threat, if you will, with citizenship. And so I think that's really cool, and it's really exciting for them and their future and what that can mean and the doors that can open for them. And I hope that, you know, I can utilize this mentality that I've spent my life building to pass on to them and say, you know, take opportunities as they present themselves. And I hope they do, because they're going to have a lot of them. And I think that's a great way to look at life. And so, you know, this is who I am, right? This is me. This is my story. And how I got to where I'm at today, and now I get to do this. And, you know, the reasons why I want to do this is because, like I said, I've been able to see different things in life and go through different things in life and been to different places. So, you know, some of these things I can speak on from experiences and other things that I've seen. And so I think that's really cool and very unique. And so I want to be able to talk about those things and, you know, hopefully it helps with people. Yeah, look, I'm really excited about this, and I'm really excited about these opportunities and why I'm doing this. And, you know, I hope people can appreciate that. And, you know, I think there's a lot to be gained. You know, as far as what else it goes, it's just, you know, family first. And so, you know, I think the more I think about it and how I've gotten to this point is that, you know, it's just trying to take advantage of situations, and I can't preach that enough. And you know, I know, you know, there's a lot of political things going on and division in this world, but I think, you know, the best part about where we're at and kind of where the world is at is that, you know, you will always have opportunities in life no matter what. And some of them may not be as big and grand as some of the ones that I've had, may not see the opportunities that I've had, but that's my journey, right? But I think everyone's going to get opportunities in life, and it's just a matter of whether you're willing to step up and take those and run with them and make something out of them and kind of, you know, utilize that. And so I think as long as we can do that, there's going to be hope, and, you know, you'll see doors unlock. And I think that's kind of been what's been able to present itself, you know, is that I've been able to take chances with certain opportunities, and it continues to open doorways. And I think that's the most important part. And I think that's the mindset that creates that is that I don't want to put barriers in place. And so I look at it as the world kind of, I don't want to say awards you, but it kind of does when you're willing to step out and you're willing to do the things that people don't normally do. And so it's one of the things that I love. And like I said, I'm very, very grateful for that, and definitely blessed for that. And so if anyone ever wants to know about Australia, I'll sit here and talk to you all day about it. If you ever want to know about cruise ships, I'll sit here and talk to you all day about it. I'm very passionate about both of those things. And yeah, I definitely think there's a time in my life where I'm going to return to Australia, and I certainly hope that there is. And I keep in touch with people there, and you know, I made friendships there that'll last a lifetime. And so, you know, and like I said, the cool part about the company that I work for is that they're global. So there's always that opportunity that if a door opens and it presents itself for me to go back, I certainly am always going to be open to that. And that's what's exciting about this and what I'm doing. And so, yeah, it's really cool. So if, you know, like I said, the message here that I've been trying to get across is it's, you know, while I've had this unique, fun journey and what I would call, you know, I'm giving you all the good highlights of life, but like I said, there's obviously been some downs and certainly some down moments in life. And, you know, I've lost loved ones and I've had difficult hardships and, you know, tough decisions and certainly sleepless nights over things just like anyone else, 'cause I am human. But, you know, like I said, I think the cool part is that, you know, it's all about how you look at things and how you approach things. And so for me, that's what it's been all about. And I'm really excited about that. So I'm excited for what the future holds, whether it be for myself or for my family. And you know, I think there's a lot to come, and there's going to be a lot to be grateful for. I'm already grateful for everything that I've had, but yeah, there's definitely a lot more to come. So stay tuned. Like I said, next episode, we're going to do back-to-back weeks of episodes here. Big announcement coming. Got a really good guest coming on for that to help me with the announcement. We'll do a little bit of a Q&A as well, just for fun, and hopefully have a good laugh, probably some serious conversation, but also probably a good laugh. And I think it'll be really, really great chat to have, and I'm looking forward to that. And like I said, I want to do a post-NFL free agency, because it's been wild, and draft roundup and, you know, other sports and stuff like that. And then hopefully get a few other guests on here at some point in the near future and keep growing this podcast. So that was me in a nutshell. Just wrapped it up, and hopefully there's some things for you guys to take away from that. And obviously I'm always open to conversations and bringing anyone on here who wants to come on and have a chat and get to know me. And you know, I'm always open and interested to get to know other people. You know, like I said, everyone has their cool walks or their cool stories in life, and I certainly love hearing all about them. So if you ever want to come on, have a chat, please let me know. I'm certainly going to entertain it. And yeah, I appreciate you stopping by. Have a good one.